We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we move on to our final segment of the program, sticking on the education theme today, and we have the chair of the USD 3D3 Committee for Diversity and Inclusion, and that is Suzanne Gleemore. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Brandon.
You recognize Suzanne from another number of other hats that she wears here in the community. She has been on the program for some other things here in the past, including MLK, I believe, right? The MLK committee.
That is true, yes.
All right. Well, it's good to have you on again. She's here to talk about, the Committee for Diversity and Inclusion, which she chairs. And I think I just learned about this recently here, but is this a fairly new committee here in the district?
Well, not, I don't know. It depends on your definition of new. It's been around since 2017 is when I gave my first presentation to the board about what our mission and vision and what we were up to and what our purview was and our work was focused on.
Okay. For those that aren't aware here, what is the goal of the committee here?
The goal is to advise the superintendent and the district administration on matters of equity, inclusion, and to provide recommendations when with regard to strategies or areas of focus, to just in general help in the effort to reduce prejudice of various kinds and their effects.
Okay, so important these days. We want to make sure that everyone has a safe space to learn and go to school every day and not feel oppressed or anything like that. You are here today for to talk about applications, membership applications. The call is out here, as I understand.
Yes, exactly. So the committee is really this wonderful constellation of folks from lots of different walks of life, and that's intentional. We want to be as diverse as possible in our membership so that we are bringing lots of different voices and perspectives and backgrounds and experiences into the space where we think about all of these issues as well. So we're a pretty diverse group at the moment, and we're looking for membership for the coming year. And we really are hoping that lots of folks will want to join us, will care about this work. But in particular, for the membership, we have a desire to make sure that we have parents and caregivers that are part of the committee, that we have community members with various areas of expertise or background or just experiences that they can contribute that are part of the committee. We also have district staff that we'd like to see be part of the committee. They can give us that inside perspective on how things are going inside the district. And then for middle school and high school level, we invite students to join us and be part of the committee.
Well, that's good to have, because then you get the real kind of a real thumb on the button of what is being experienced there within the district.
Exactly. Sometimes the students have a perspective that really is a surprise to some of us adults, that you know, that the stories about what's happening in the clusters of kids when the adults aren't around that we may not necessarily hear about otherwise.
Now, if people want to apply, this is probably a golden opportunity for anybody that wants to really dive into some of these issues and maybe influence some change here on the school board.
Well, so we have to date been working more closely with the superintendent than necessarily the school board. We are in conversation with the school board about how things are going to look moving forward. We will have a working session with the school board to kind of hammer out some of those details. So things are sometimes in flux with regard to that. But so far, what we have done is work in our committee and various subcommittees to address a number of different issues. We have different working teams, and then we bring our consensus, where we kind of land on what we think, where we think change needs to happen and what that should look like. We bring those recommendations to the superintendent, and then he's in conversation with the school board.
We've seen in the past year a lot of buzzwords thrown around here. We hear the word CRT, or the phrasing CRT a lot. Is that included within this, or maybe you can kind of talk about that a little?
So CRT was something that it's an acronym that people have used for different things. I think what you're referring to is it being used as critical race theory. And that was something that was not generated or originated. That topic of conversation in our community did not originate from within the Committee for Diversity and Inclusion. However, when that topic of conversation originated from within the community, we made it our business to learn about as a committee to make sure that we all understood what that is, what the implications are, what people are thinking about, and to read the scholarly work, actually, that really is the original point of how that even came to be. So sometimes what the committee does, because we're such a diverse group, so heterogeneous, in terms of education, in terms of background, all of those things, is that we start with educating ourselves. So sometimes when things like that come up, we scroll back a little bit and pause and we read and we learn, and we may even bring in experts to educate ourselves as a group, so that when we go to the place of having discussions or debates, or even further down the line, making recommendations, that we start on a level playing field with information.
All right. Well, it's certainly an interesting committee to be a part of here, and you want to get as diverse a membership as possible. As far as the application period, it's going till mid-March, is that right? I don't remember the exact date.
That is correct, March 18th. So we really, it's a decent-sized window, but I hope people don't push it off too far. And get those applications in. The place to go to find the application would be to go to the USD 383 website. And when you do that, there's a tab at the top for community. And when you go to community, you will find Committee for Diversity and Inclusion. And once you kind of go in there, you will be able to click your way around, learn lots of things about the committee, but among other things, you will find the online application portal there. The other thing is that you can always call the Robinson Education Center, and Diane Dennison there is the assistant to the superintendent, and she will have paper copies that she can make available to anyone who would like that. She'd be able to print those off. And both the online form as well as the paper form, both are available in both English and Spanish. And if they would need to be translated into another language, there are possibilities for making that happen as well.
Okay.
Well, we don't want language to be a barrier.
Yeah, because it sometimes is. And we have a number of languages that are spoken in this school district. So if English and Spanish is not your primary language, or if you know somebody that's not their primary language, certainly let them know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so connecting with somebody at the education center is a great first step to get connected with me. Or if you follow that with the district website, go to community and then go to the committee, you will be able to find the application. If it's tricky for you or whatever, there's my email is there, and then someone can reach out directly to me, and I would be happy to help in any way that is needed to shepherd someone through the process.
All right. Very important work here and going on in our community. And you said you've been with it since 2017. This must be enjoyable, or otherwise you wouldn't continue to do it.
It is absolutely just life-affirming, fun, and you meet the most wonderful, interesting people from all walks of life. We have wonderful, rich, sometimes vigorous discussions about all kinds of issues, and we all get to learn and grow and discover things about life, about culture, just about the richness of the human spectrum. It's absolutely wonderful. I hope lots of people will come and join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we need more of that. We need more. I know you've done a lot of the community conversations on race and reconciliation. And the more we do things like that, and not talking over everybody and trying to make a point, we come together and do things like this, it's really beneficial to everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's something that really is a norm in this committee, is that we really do. We have a culture in which we all are there to listen, to really, truly hear what one another is saying, and to have space to share. So we're really a fun and wonderful group. We hope folks can hear this and hear that there's lots of room for people to participate. And I hope to see applications just filing in bulk.
We hope to help with that. Again, usd33.org. Go to the community tab at the top of the page and find Committee for Diversity and Inclusion. You can fill out the application there. Again, you have until March 18th. Suzanne, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate the opportunity.
I appreciate it as well. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking with Dr. Timothy Schaefer from the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. Pawnee Mental Health's Robin Cole will be with us as well.